This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. America's first cross-country road turns 100 this year. Chances are you're driving on it right now, or will soon. It's Lincoln Highway, named after President Lincoln. To celebrate this occasion, we invited author Dan Libman to travel the highway and write something interesting about it. And Dan, you decided to make this journey on your bicycle. Why did you choose to ride and not drive Lincoln Highway?
Well, it was early spring, so I was trying to get my exercise in right off the bat. But the real idea is that if you were on a bicycle, you'd be going closer to the speed that the cars would be traveling 100 years ago. It turned out that the speed limit was in the low 20s when the highway was first completed. And so on a bicycle, I could replicate that better and actually see what the traveler saw 100 years ago.
And you didn't take it in one straight shot from, say, St. Charles to Sterling. You did this in loops. Describe how you did this trip.
Right. Well, the original idea was that I would do it in one straight shot. That was my first thought. I did family vacations as a kid, and they were always, getting to one place as quickly as possible. And so that was my first impulse. It's kind of genetic. But it turned out that that taking them in loops, I could see early on looking at the maps that the road was actually a couple of different versions of the road. There was the original way it was laid out, and then there was an intermediary road, and oftentimes there was this third road, which is what it is now, usually Route 38, and over by Dixon it's 52. So you could see that there were these three iterations of the way that it had been designed, and by doing it in loops, I could actually go up and back on the different roads and get a better feel for what it was like 100 years ago, the way that the route kind of developed, how did it get straightened out when it became a busier thoroughfare, that sort of thing.
Now, for your trip, you did some research. What did you read before you began your journey?
I read a couple of things. There's actually a lot of great websites on it. The one that I found most interesting was Emily Post.
The Miss Manners of her day, right?
Yeah, she was the etiquette guru. In fact, her name is almost synonymous with good breeding and good manners and stuff like that. And she actually wrote this book. It's called By Motor to the Golden Gate. But she wrote the book before she became super famous. And she just was trying to travel from New York to San Francisco. Collier's Magazine put her up to it. And she took Lincoln Highway from Chicago on out. So she didn't start it on Lincoln Highway. I had never read anything by her before. I had heard her name, a million times. But it's very engaging and very amusing. So that was my favorite one.
During your trip, you met some interesting people and visited historic sites. Give us a little teaser about what you encountered on your trip.
Right off, particularly off Route 38, are all these little towns that, we've seen the names on the green signs. But when you go in there, there's always something going on in terms of its connection to the original Lincoln Highway. Creston, for example, has the Creston Opera House, which I got to take a tour of and was shown around. And there's this old Standard Oil gas station that was renovated to look like one of the original ones from 1913. That's right in the middle of Rochelle. And further out in Sterling, there's a bunch of Lincoln memorial sites. The original commission sort of bribed these cities to name things after President Lincoln. So that in Sterling has a Lincoln Park and a Lincoln Center and there's Lincoln statues everywhere in Lincoln Street. So all that was I'd been there before, but I never really noticed it. Kind of opened my eyes to it.
Sounds like a really cool trip. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It was a lot of fun.
We're calling our three-part series Pedaling Lincoln Highway. It starts this time tomorrow during Morning Edition. At WNIJ.org, we'll post photos Dan took along the highway. We'll also post the full script for his story. Dan Libman, thanks for contributing this series, and get some rest.
My pleasure. Thank you.